2014 has been nothing short of dull. Rarely has any year featured as many watershed events, specifically those regarding the global economy. Oksana Teplinska explores the key stories of 2014 in her Economic Year-Ender series, this week on Radio Sputnik.
The global gas market has experienced a turnaround since the start of this century, when two new proven technologies, fracking and horizontal drilling, marked the beginning of what is now commonly referred to as the shale gas boom, or even revolution. For countries with high shale gas potential, like the United States, it has become an increasingly important source of natural gas in recent years, and is expected to remain so.
In 2000, shale gas provided 1% of U.S. natural gas production. By 2010, it had exceeded 20%. Within the next 20 years, shale gas will account for up to 46% of the country's natural gas supply, the U.S. government's Energy Information Administration estimates.
The United States has been one of the world leaders in developing the new technology. The economic success of the Barnett Shale play in Texas has particularly spurred the search for other sources of shale gas across the U.S. and Canada. With fracking stepping on the toes of conventional extraction methods, the growing shale gas production has influenced the global gas prices. But despite the boom, prices are going to remain low, says Dr. Fred Beach, an assistant director for policy studies at the University of Texas Energy Institute in Austin.
Shale gas within the U.S. is still very robust with a strong market. Prices are remaining low. We're still in the realm of $4 per MMBTU, which is profitable for some of the shale plays, but not for others. So I think the supply is still very robust. It's just a matter of how much demand will continue to grow, and we have seen slow, steady demand growth for the gas in the U.S.
But like anything in the world, the medal of shale gas revolution has two sides, and in the last couple of years, more analysts have been pointing to the darker one. The economics of getting the gas out of ground, namely the expense of the massive hydraulic fracturing treatments required, has been the key issue in this controversy. Fracking also requires costly research and exploration, as well as special infrastructure. The slump in oil prices has also affected the new industry, says Patrick Young, executive director at DV Advisors.
That's causing to be a problem at the moment because as we ended the year, prices were obviously going down quite dramatically, and that threatens to make much of the production uneconomic. At the same time, some of the biggest fields like North Bakken and Dakota, their cost of production can be as low as $28. It certainly averages somewhere around $42. So it's quite feasible that the shale gas issue is not going to go away. The difficulty is that some kinds of shale production, for example, tar sands oil in Canada, are going to be very, very difficult because they really need oil prices to be more like $100 per barrel.
Now that crude prices have fallen by almost 40% in 6 months, market watchers question whether low oil prices will curb America's shale boom, or in other words, at what point the U.S. drillers will stop drilling. Analysts at a research consultancy Wood Mackenzie think the break-even oil price for the U.S. projects hovers between $65 and $70. If the price stays at $70, the investment is likely to be cut by 20%, while production growth for the U.S. could slow to 10% annually. At 60%, the investment could drop by half, with production growing, grinding to a halt, the consultancy says. Figures might differ, but the overall trend is clear. Investment cuts coupled with slowing growth and probably even slight decline mean that what OPEC wished for when holding output steady is most likely to be coming true already in 2015. Many U.S. firms are expected to announce budget cuts in January, and if you have already done that. But what comes next is another tricky question. Some analysts predict that after a shale crash, a rapid rebound will come, triggered by a wave of high oil prices.